Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Much to the chagrin of the establishment Republicans, a.k.a. the rhinos and the Democrat leftists, all those others out there that hate Donald Trump, the race is over for who's going to win the Republican primary. And to be honest with you, the race is over for who's going to be president of the United States. I'll get to that more a little bit later in the broadcast. I want to just let you know that at the end of last week, a study came out, a survey, and 76% of Republicans say we should end the debates. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. 76% of Republicans! I feel like Kramer on Seinfeld. Yip. They want it over. Here's what it reads. 75% of Republicans say there should be no more debates, contending that the GOP should instead, are you ready for this? Dun, dun, dun. There should coalesce behind former President Donald Trump and fight Biden's political indictments. This was McLaughlin and Associates study. These are the de facto conservative guys out there, the McLaughlin group, McLaughlin Associates. Associates. Now, I've been saying this for some time, and by the way, this is going to be the theme for this hour. But I want to start it with this because I think this is important for you to know that let me tell you what people are recognizing. They are recognizing the lack of leadership by Joe Biden, and they are recognizing that Rome is burning. America is on fire, and it has lit the fuse that has got the world in turmoil. Have you heard the new Trump commercial? Let's get that up. Trump issued a commercial, and essentially it's effectively, none of this would be happening if you hadn't stolen the election from me. Now, he doesn't say it that way, but that's essentially what he means.
As commander-in-chief, he always had his soldiers' backs, was always there to support them and their families. He kept his promise to keep them out of endless wars and to never forget about them after they served. America learned having a weak leader can tragically lead to American deaths, which is why America needs strength now more than ever.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Great message, because it's all about protecting America. Strength. Love it. And what it also shows is Donald Trump is saying, I'm running. I'm already cutting commercials. I don't know who they're going to have, but I'm going to be ready for the fight. And boy, are the Democrats damaged on every front? Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know how many people I've spoken to. Melissa and I were talking about this the other day. We have a friend, she's taking a cruise. And typically Melissa might say, well, let's go, and I'm going to go with her because they're very good friends. But she goes, you know what? This time right now, I don't even know that I would want to go. Not that we could afford it. But she's like, I wouldn't even want to go. I don't feel safe. I think she's going to Greece or something. And it's not a hot spot. But what Melissa was saying is, I don't feel safe leaving the country. We had other friends that were going somewhere, and something happened. I don't remember, but we've had three airline conversations that I remember. I mean, not the content of it, but every one of them was, you know what, I'm a little hesitant. I'm not sure about it. Oh. People that work for the airlines, I know one of them, a friend of ours named David, he went to London. And I made the comment, wow, he's got some guts. And then somebody else went, yeah, woo. The whole conversation, every time you bring up travel in the airlines is it safe around the world? Would you get kidnapped? People don't feel safe under Joe Biden. They feel like he's done exactly what he said he wasn't going to do, which is get us into wars. He warned us about Donald Trump. He could get us into wars, baby. And what's happening? the Democrats, warmongers, the Democrats, criminals. I mean, they will beat you to death. And if they're not beating you, they will lie about you beating them. People are sick and tired of what's happened in this country over 3+ years. They're sick of it. And you know what's worse? They're sick of people attacking the guy who has predicted all of it, who said, look, they're running over our borders. They don't give a crap about our sovereignty. They're treating us like second-class citizens. They don't even pay their bills. NATO. They want us to fight every war for them. We're not going to do it. We're pulling out. We're going to focus on America. We're going to focus on our veterans. We're going to focus on our people who really need it. And Trump did it. And I'm going to talk more about it. I'm going to tell you that this is so important right now, what's going on. So important. 3/4 of Republicans. That's a big number. You wouldn't think that to hear the left, Donald Trump's hated. 3/4 of the, and I think McLaughlin, we'll go into a little more detail here. They said, the survey asked Republican primary voters if they agreed or disagreed with the following statement. Currently, Donald Trump is leading in all Republican primary polls nationally by very big margins of 30 and 40 or more points, winning early states like Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, by big margins. Even more importantly, President Trump leads Biden in national polls like ABC, Washington Post, CBS, Harvard, Harris, and others. These are leftist polls. It's time to stop the RNC debates attacking Trump, fight Biden's political indictments, and rally Republicans behind President Trump so we can start the campaign of beating Joe Biden. Overall, 76% agree with that sentiment, that the debate should end. And of those, 56% strongly agree. 19% somewhat agree. Only 16% disagree. And among those, 11% strongly disagree. And only 5% somewhat disagree. 8% didn't know or refused to answer. That is what you call an overwhelming majority. Donald Trump commented about, we'll get into it. I don't even know who said it, but I know who it is. But he says, Fox News is no longer focused on the golden boy, which is Ron DeSantis, who, by the way, was here recently for fundraisers, and it didn't go well. Didn't go well. But he was in town, and I'm going to tell you, but the point is, he's no longer the one that's being fired at by the new kid in town. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
People who don't like Donald Trump have no real argument against him. I've checked. I've listened to people. I've been around them. I go, what's your problem? And, well, he's just a... And generally, it's personality or it's some style issue or whatever. He just doesn't seem very presidential. Okay, well, fine. I get it. But what's that an argument again? That's like saying, you know, if my plumber came to my house dressed in a tuxedo. I go, he doesn't seem like a plumber, but he fixes my plumbing. I go, you know, it was weird watching a guy get down there and, you know, kind of mess up a tux. But that's what he came in. Or my mechanic, if he worked in a suit. You know, I'd be like, it was kind of weird, but he fixed my car. But, you know, it was off-putting that he wore a suit when he did it. And you wouldn't care as much with a mechanic or a plumber if they did their work in a suit or whatever. You'd find it unusual, but as long as it worked, you'd be like, I don't even care, man. But let me tell you what. Let's say it was your caterer and he came in a mechanic's outfit. You'd be like, I tell you, it was off-putting. That outfit was pretty greasy. Yeah, okay, I get it. See, then you'd have a reason. I see him rubbing his hands on his on his shirt, and it's oily and greasy, and it's probably getting into my food. You have a legitimate reason. But let's say it was your chef, and he came in a clean, an outfit for a painter. But it was clean. Would you care if he cooked? Does he have to have on a chef's outfit if you like his food? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I know you get my point. Don't try to pretend. Don't be out there playing. You get my point. What does it matter? I get it. Chefs wear certain outfits. But you know what? I've eaten food where the guy didn't have on a chef's outfit, and I went, dude, you can cook, homeboy. You can barbecue with the best of them, you know. It isn't a prerequisite. You've often heard me argue this idea of character. And we all fall prey to it. The minute someone gives you credentials, well, I did my undergraduate at Harvard, and I did my got my master's degree from Wharton. Oh, well, look at you. Yeah, fries, please. Give me fries with that. The point is, there are things that we hold near and dear. Oh, your son's a doctor. Oh, of chiropractic. I'm sorry. I thought you meant real doctor. You know, whatever. Or, you get what I'm saying? We have these ideas of what is supposed to be who. So let me put it to you this way. Your son may be a doctor, but if my car breaks down, I don't care. I don't want your son. I want that dude that can fix my car. I want that greasy-handed guy. Whatever. If my plumbing is gone, I want butt crack man in my house fixing my plumbing. I don't want your doctor's son. We have these ideas, these preconceived ideas. Here's what I tell people, and I studied nature for this, and the dung beetle is the one who got me thinking about it. Because I was thinking, man, who in the world would want to be a dung beetle? I mean, if you get reincarnated and you don't get a choice, and you came back as a dung beetle, would you be happy? Short answer, yes, you would. You'd be happy rolling around dung balls, because that would be your role in life. And you know what? It's needed. It's necessary. It is no less important than any other job. You can look at a buzzard or you can look at a maggot and go, ugh, they're disgusting. They're needed. All of them perform a function. But going back to the human side of this thing, we are taught this is character. We look at these people that, oh, they go to church. You know what's in my church? If this is going to blow people's minds, but my church is a unique thing. I don't know if this is in your church. Let me tell you what's in my church. Every time I walk in that church, you know what I see? I see a bunch of sinners. I see a bunch of people who don't deserve the grace that God gives them. I don't care how good they're doing, what car they drive. Doesn't matter their socioeconomic status. My church is full of sinners. And we're okay talking about it. And I'm one of them. But that's the way it works. And the thing about it is, it's not, the character is, we're all flawed, undeserving of the grace of God. That's character. And the people of character recognize that. And they don't hold it over other people. Oh, look at me with my character. Look at how I do things. I walk into a room only with my wife if there's another woman in the room. Well, I can walk into a room and not lust after another woman. And I don't have to be with my wife. I don't need that. I think there's more character there than the other way. Many of these people that we think are people of character are not. But we've been trained not to recognize their real character flaws. And here's what my point to this particular segment of the show. Why can't we accept people's flaws? What is it about the Republican Party, the Asa Hutchinsons, the Chris Christie? Oh, he's a terrible, Donald Trump. By the way, how's that working out for Chris Krispy Kreme? Not that well. 2% of the people are, oh, yeah, I believe it. And you know what that tells me? It tells me that people are finally beginning to wake up. Just like I did. As a Christian, I will tell you, when I grew up, if you did something wrong, it was, oh my God, God is going to hate me. God is going to get me. And what I learned as I got older and really started paying attention in church is God understands you're flawed. And he says, move towards me in your flaws. With your children, they do stuff wrong. You may discipline them, but then you give them love and say, hey, listen, You're just, it's not you. You're not a bad kid. You just did a bad thing. And they're going to do it again and again and again. And you know what you're going to do as a parent? If you're smart, you're going to bring them closer and closer and closer to you. Because that's what your job is. It's to say it's not. You're going to be tempted. There are going to be things out there. But I'm going to teach you how to build your character. Lord knows. Boy, don't even get me started. Don't even get me started with my boys. They do things wrong, and then you go, and they do it again and again and again, and they get to the point of frustration. But then you send them out into the world, and they become very good gentlemen. That's what you're looking for. You want them to be people of character, people who recognize, I have my flaws. My oldest son will tell you, I'm not a personality person. I don't like people. I do my best. It's one of his flaws. We all have them. And we have to overlook them. And the time for the Republican Party right now is to grow up. The thing for them to do is to grow up. You're not going to get a Mitt Romney that's like, oh, look at me with my perfect family and my perfect life. Do you know anybody that's got that? Please. If you do, contact a brother. Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I would love to see this exemplary family. It's perfect. These people that are perfect, they've done nothing wrong. They represent the character of the nation. You know who represents the character of the nation? You do. And all those sinners in my church, including me, we represent the character of the nation because we know we're not perfect, but we do our best. We strive for something better. That's what we want to teach people around the world.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A judge has decided a teacher who was shot by her six-year-old student can proceed with a $40 million lawsuit against Virginia school officials for failing to act on warnings to prevent that shooting. Attorneys for the Newport News School Board moved to dismiss the suit in April, but a circuit court judge sided with the teacher, Abigail Zwirner, on Friday. Officials say a small-town Alabama mayor died allegedly by suicide just days after a conservative news site published pictures of him apparently wearing women's clothes and makeup. Former President Trump scheduled to take the stand in the Trump Organization civil fraud trial today in New York. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had a warning for Iran and any militia groups that it backs that try to expand the Israel-Hamas war. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How much time do you spend thinking about politics? My bet is far too much. And you may remember, depending upon how old you are, the simpler times. See, I remember a time when we figured things would be okay no matter who won the election. Somebody won, it wasn't your choice, but it was okay. We knew we would survive. In the end, life would ultimately be manageable. We thought that elections were fair. So if the best person won, that was the plurality of the nation or the majority of the nation, it said, here's who we want. I don't know that they've ever been fair, but I know we thought they were. I was probably that naive. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm not going to focus on that now because I want to shift gears, but I do want to cover this in another part of the show, maybe another time. But I want to take us back to that time where we thought politics was fair. And we thought that everybody who was elected really cared about the country and moving it forward and not kicking the cans down the road, kicking the problems down the road, not really addressing the issues. But I can tell you this. I believe in my heart of hearts the majority of you now say, you know what? I don't believe that politicians care about us. I don't think that they have our best interests in mind. At least not the left. And these the rhinos. And I've been with, quote, rhino Republicans, and they hate being called. I can't understand that people call me a rhino. They call you a rhino because you don't stand on principle. You don't have character. Doesn't mean we can don't disagree, but there's more to it than that. Which brings me back to where we are right now as a party. The majority of us are Republicans. I know in Arizona our independents outnumber the other people, but I think independents are just people who are Republicans that don't have the guts. They don't want to just say, look, I'll pick a side. I don't care. And I don't care. I'm not mad at them. But they outnumber Republicans in Arizona. And Republicans outnumber Democrats. And so, if that's the backdrop, if 65% of independents are for the Republicans, how do we lose elections? Another time, another story for another day. Or subject for another day. But I want to talk about the Republicans right now. Because we have the easiest path to victory than at any time, I believe, in history. Not just modern history. Abraham Lincoln is a Republican being president. That was, I would venture to tell you, that wasn't easy. Ronald Reagan, even coming on the heels of Jimmy Carter. The second term of Ronald Reagan was easy. So that might be the only one that can compete with how easy it is right now for Republicans to dominate politics. And that's got to be the most frustrating thing for you if you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. How do we not dominate? Our ideas are better. Our candidates are better. The success rate of what we do is better. Every aspect, we defeat leftism. Why is it this is not the easiest time in history? We have one of, if not the best candidate in modern history. Easiest path to victory. Former President Donald Trump would easily win a fair election, just like he did in 2020 when he got cheated. You give me a fair election in 2020, and Donald Trump would have won in the biggest landslide in history, even bigger than that of Reagan over Mondale. It's a fact. And you don't need any, quote, evidence of cheating by the leftists, because it exists everywhere. I'm not talking about, oh, let's go crunch some numbers. The numbers are you kidding me? One of my guys, I'm just going to say his first name, Justin. Justin is a mathematical genius. He looks at algorithms. This guy knows this stuff cold. Used to work for the NSA. He has been on TV talking about it is a statistical impossibility of what happened to Trump to happen. It can't happen unless it's orchestrated. We have numbers. We have ballot stuffing. States where more than 100% of the voters voted. It's insanity to think otherwise. But I'm not even talking about that evidence, folks. Look at the obvious. Here's the obvious. Democrats have targeted Trump with 91 bogus indictments. How many do they need? 1, 2, 10? 91. Meanwhile, look at what's going on with the Biden family. What, 20 plus LLCs, each of them that have multiple bank accounts in them. Multiple checks coming to different places, floating through all these LLCs, and nothing against Joe Biden. A witch hunt against Donald Trump. The attack on him is so egregious, even the most staunch leftists are shaking their heads. Now, they may be happy, but they're like, man, we are doing everything to get this guy, everything illegal that we could possibly do to get this guy. And if they can't jail Trump over some trumped up charges, guess what they do? Let's keep him off the ballots. Let's not let him speak about his cases. They strategize way after way. How do we keep this man out of the office? Let me ask you, who so blatantly admits their fears of one guy? Essentially, what they're telling you, and you may not be thinking about it this way, so maybe this is a new way for you to view it. Essentially, the left has conceded that they can't even rig the voting machines enough to beat Trump in 2024. Remember how cocky they were before? Man, Joe Biden, they were so cocky, Joe Biden didn't even bother to campaign. They told us the polls show this, this is the way it is. Donald Trump, so what? He's got all those thousands of people coming to his events and Joe Biden's got none. Look at the polls. Look at what people say. They hate Trump. They hate him so much they show up all the time. It's like Yogi Bear. This restaurant, nobody goes there. It's too crowded. They were cocky. Barack Obama said, I couldn't find the clip, but I know he said it. Donald Trump, you will never be president, when he was reading like the top 10 list or something on a late night hack show. You will never be president. And then he said, in another thing, I think he was at an Asian summit, he says, Donald Trump's not going to be president because America's going to reject him. And then when Trump became president, he said, well, what's he going to do? Wave a magic wand? Or maybe that was before. And Trump did it. Trump did everything he told these people that you can't accomplish this. And he did it. We have an easy path to victory. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Trump will prevail against all of the headwinds that are coming against him in 2024. The only one who can stop him is God. Nobody can defeat him. Not the institutional Republican forces that should be helping him. Not the left who have pitted the forces of evil against Donald Trump in a way that no other human being, I believe, would survive it. Against all odds, Trump is where he is. Now, I've argued for some time that the Republicans have the easiest path to victory in history. Who would remove this gladiator from the arena? Let me answer for you. Only a fool. 2016, Trump faced a juggernaut of election cheating. Most people didn't anticipate Donald Trump even getting out of the primary, much less being the guy. And the Democrats at some point said, you know what? That's the guy. We can beat him easily. And not only that, we can destroy the Republican Party in the process. I want you to think about what I just told you. What did they do? They didn't defeat Trump. And you know what they did without even knowing it? They made Trump stronger than ever before, than he would have even possibly been on his own. Just running a campaign regularly. Probably would have lost and gone off into obscurity. But they made him strong. 2016 is when Trump got, built in a lab. He was a strong guy going into that. But I'm going to tell you, politics shocked him to a degree that he probably never even, I'm not going to speak for him. But I'll eventually tell you, he would say, I've never seen anything like it. He thought he'd negotiated some heck of deals. He's never seen anything like what happened to him. And he essentially said it when they asked him what's been the toughest thing when he got elected. He says, how much these people are willing to go after you, no matter how good you do, doesn't matter. So they made this man into the icon that he's become. And even when he was going down post-coup, when people stopped paying that much attention to him, they persisted. They wanted to absolutely stomp every ounce of fluid out of his carcass, turn him into dust. And they ended up nuclear irradiating this guy to the point where he cannot be destroyed. I shall return to talk more about this and what the Republicans need to do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I don't know if you've ever done something or, you know, maybe you took a class and you thought, ooh, look at me, I'm so smart. And then there's somebody in your class that's just heads and shoulders smart. And you're like, what? You can't even conceptualize that somebody could be that much better at something than you. Maybe it happened in a sport. Maybe you went from like a 3A school and then suddenly you go to college and, you know, you were the blue chip athlete, you know, the belle of the ball, whatever, and in your little town, and you go somewhere else and you find out you're a little fish. You didn't know what you were doing. Maybe it's a business. You thought, oh man, I got all the answers. And then you meet somebody like Marcus Marconis, you know, who's a multi-billionaire and he can build businesses in his sleep. But you think, ooh, look at me. You know the old saying, you don't know what you don't know? I think you can apply that to politics. We have so many people who are lawyers who have no working knowledge of how things work. It's all theoretical. Barack Obama is a perfect example. You'd be an idiot to let Barack Obama run your company. but we put him in charge of the largest economy in the world. Coming up with harebrained ideas, stupid stuff that you're like, well, where'd you get that?
Well, ready to take, but his
advisors told him. Okay, advisors give you advice, but then you should be able to push back and go, but what about this? What about the ramifications of this? I remember when Barack Obama said he wanted to tax people all the way up and down the food chain. No matter what you make, you're going to pay Social Security. Because they cut it off. They limited it. So it used to be like around $100,000. So you pay your matching funds, your $7,650 for every $100,000 you make, up to $100,000. After that, your Social Security goes away. The only thing that stays is your FICA. Or, you know, the insurance for Medicaid and Medicare. That continues. The rest of it goes away. So consider it just an added tax to be a millionaire. Because if they cut it off at $100,000, you still get taxed 2-something percent for Medicare or Medicaid. For Medicaid, no matter how much you make. And your company matches it. But the 5% goes away. Well, Barack Obama said, keep it going all the way through. And what he didn't understand is that was penalizing companies an additional 5% on top of that. It would have been every single product would go up a percentage in order to make up for that for the highly compensated employees. But he didn't think about it. He's never had to run a company. Just idiot ideas. Anyway. Going back to Trump, Trump has run businesses. And the good news is some of them failed. I tell people you learn a lot in failure, a lot more than you learn in success. You learn a lot in failure. That's typically the reason why you become successful. It's because of your failures. And you will and should have many. So with Trump, people are going, oh, he can't do it even if he gets elected. He's going to be a massive failure because they picked him. They handpicked him, and he kicked Hillary Clinton and the Democrats' butts. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The whole premise of this segment is the Republicans have an easy path to victory. Donald Trump took business-like processes, implemented them in government, confounded the so-called experts with his approach to politics, and he turned politics on its heels. He refused to kick the can down the road, and instead, he decided he was actually going to solve problems, and he was going to do it, you ready for this word? Fast, not waste any time. D.C. was not used to a politician actually doing his job. And in effect, what Trump managed to do was expose the ruse that we are in a one-party system. And all they do is point the finger. So the Republican establishment teamed with leftists to openly cheat this man out of his rightful second term. So the coup happened, and Trump got deposed. Now, why do I talk about that coup all the time? Because I want you to know, I know what happened. I'm never going to admit the lie of the left that they didn't cheat. I know they cheated. There's no question in my mind. And I hope what I do makes you, I hope you get the same level of backbone, if you will, to talk about this. But anyway, Donald Trump is gone from the political scene, but he wasn't forgotten. And he took advantage of that, and he persisted. He was like lint on black felt. The left couldn't shake him. They were like, trying to get him off their fabric, and it wasn't going to come off. And in scenarios that would have sent any politician I know running for the hills, Trump fought, and he's winning. Americans have a champion. He's managed to hang on enough to cause a rip in the fabric of the left. Hardcore leftists now see how the game is played. And I wrote about how these indictments have solidified him with the leftist black community, and we discussed it on this very show. No longer are blacks the only oppressed. Now they can clearly see that the left will oppress anybody they want in the same fashion they were doing in the 1960s against black folks. And in 2023, they can do it to rich white Republicans. So much for our evolution. But Trump doesn't whine. He addresses his complaints by fighting and winning. Russian collusion. Who won? Yeah, exactly. He was accused of extorting Ukrainians. Who won? Trump. And not only that, the shrapnel of that blast is going to get the Bidens. They're right now talking about his real estate valuations. I've written about this and I've talked about it. Real estate isn't worth whatever. I could quote you a price on a house and somebody could come and offer you more. Whose is it? What's the price of the house? It doesn't even have to be the more. You know what I mean? Because there are people who sold their houses for less money because they related more with the family buying it or whatever. You've seen these types of stories. Real estate is what it sells for at the time you sell it. The rest of the numbers are fake. Anyway, what about classified documents? How's that going? It's backfiring on Biden. What about the assault on democracy that occurred as Donald Trump fought for his political life back in January 6th? All those are going to be chalked up to wins by Trump soon. Win, 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 win. Keep on winning. But here's what I've noticed. Republicans, the rhinos, the establishment, they're not used to winning. This is mostly because there's one party, the Uniparty. The Republicans don't want to win. They aren't trying to win. But Donald Trump is, and he is winning over many people, most of whom have concluded that I have, that Trump is the only choice. Now I want to go into what somebody said about him. Senator Rick Scott. And you can stew on that. I'm going to bet you the majority of my audience, you agree with me. Rick Scott said that even though DeSantis is running for governor in the state that he's from, where he was once governor, he supports Donald Trump. Rick Scott said, I have known Trump a long time before. I endorsed him in 2016. I worked with him well when I was governor of Florida and in the Senate. And he says, when you look at what's going on in the world today, this would not be happening if Trump were the president. That's Rick Scott, Senator Rick Scott. He says, I think we should all come together and do everything we can to help him with the nomination so we can beat Biden. It's that simple, folks. Unite behind Trump. And you've heard me talk about it before. The most powerful tool we have is Trump's second term and uniting behind him. We would destroy the leftist government apparatus that's operating against America right now. Trump could clean house, remake our government with real patriots, and by standing with him, if everybody got out of the race, I'm not going to belabor because I've said it before, and said, we firmly support Trump in a show of solidarity, the Democrats would be cut off at the knees. Trump needs to win all of his legal battles, and that scenario would cause those people in the legal community to either make some big mistakes or finally say, you know what, they ripped the heart out of us, let him go. We need to make sure he's approved on all states and that it is illegal to not let him get on there. And the simple idea that they're trying to prevent him from doing that tells you everything you need to know. And here's the final thing. Grassroots activists need to ensure fair elections. The left know they can't win in a fair election, and that's why these conspiracies to keep them off the ballot are there. Add this insurance that Donald Trump's going to get a fair election, folks, and it's a wrap. That'll be it for the Democrats. Let's end them.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.